Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
This is Greeny on ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. I am Amber Wilson. He is Harry Douglas. We are filling in today again for Mike Greenberg. And Harry, we have a lot to unpack on today's show. Of course, still no Major League Baseball. We will be talking about that. But first, let's start in the NBA, because James Harden made his home debut in Philadelphia last night against the New York Knicks. Right now, Philly is rolling, okay? I don't know if it counts because it's against the Knicks. And so far, since we've seen Harden and Embiid, it's been easy street for those guys. But it has looked pretty darn good. So Harden posted 26 points last night, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. The Sixers beat the Knicks 123-108. And James Harden was feeling pretty good about being in front of that Philly home crowd. We'll get to that in a second, Harry. But
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This now is something that we're getting a little used to, this Harden and Embiid duo. And like I said, easy street so far, but it's looking pretty good either way.
Easy street, exactly what it has been. And James has arrived home, not James Bond. We're talking about James Harden. That's the man in Philly nowadays, brought by Daryl Morey over a guy those two paired up in Houston. Now we see that show in Philly. And when you talk about the schedule that they had so far, they played the Knicks twice. They played the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I'm not going to discredit the Minnesota Timberwolves, but they're not the upper echelon of the teams in the NBA. You look at the Knicks, oh my God, Charles Barkley, they're terrible, terrible. And when this game, yes, when this game first started last night, Amber, I was like, I know the Sixers are not going to let the New York Knicks beat them. But then they came out of halftime, and the first two plays offensively for the Philadelphia 76ers told me everything I need to know about the game moving forward. They came out.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
James Harden got the ball to Embiid inside and won. Three-point play. Came back down, James Harden drove the lane, kicked it out to Embiid for a wide open three. Boom, he knocked that down. 6 points within a two-minute span. I said, now the rout is about to begin, and that's exactly what happened. But I will say this, looking at this Sixers team, I do, even though the opponents haven't been up to par, I do like the continuity that I'm seeing from James Harden and Joel Embiid, right? You look at the three games that this team, these guys have played, Embiid is averaging 32.6 points per game and 10 rebounds. James Harden is averaging 27.3 points. But here's the wild card for me. Tyrese Maxey. Mm-hmm. Maxey has been balling. And being able to play off the ball and not having to play the point guard position has opened up a lot of things for him. Now, the one person that has been left out so far has been a guy named Tobias Harris. So they're going to have to figure out how to get Tobias Harris involved. And off air, I was even talking to you, like the Sixers are doing this, and Tobias Harris hasn't even got off. He in the three games they played, he scored 6 points, 12 points, 14 points. That's an average of 10.6 points per game. But once they figure out how to get him more involved in the basketball game, in these games, this team is going to be that much dangerous and that scary. But I like what I'm seeing right now. But I got to have a but, Amber. The gauntlet is coming. I want to see them against the big boys. So now they have Cleveland coming up. Mm-hmm. Cleveland has been taking a little slide because Darius Garland has not been playing, but he's going to be back. They have Cleveland. They got to go down to South Beach. Now, I hope them boys not going to go to Club Live and be up all night and doing all that shenanigans because – Amber, you live down that way. You know how South Beach is.
They better be focused. That is the advantage, right? That whole South Beach flu that sometimes afflicts opponents in the NBA. It's weird how that works after a long night at Liv, who hasn't had one of those long nights at Liv, Harry Douglas, you know. But you're absolutely right. It has looked really good against easier opponents. They will meet the Cavs, you mentioned, on Friday. That's kind of their first real test. And Tyrese Maxey gave you 25 last night. I'm glad you brought him up. I had said at the beginning of the season with the Ben Simmons situation, I actually expected Maxey to take a huge leap. I said, hey, don't sleep on Tyrese Maxey. Keep your eyes on him. But I wasn't sure how it was going to look now with Harden and Embiid. And I'm glad he hasn't lost a step at all and that he's essentially been their third wheel there. And with Harris, you're right, except for it's always good news when somebody's the odd man out and when you're as dominant as they have been thus far. Because if Tobias does get going and if they figure out that chemistry, and this team just came together. Like, I know it's just James Harden that got added, but that's such an integral piece that this team just came together now. So if they have that figured out, the future feels very bright. The 76ers team, of course, feels very, very dangerous. Now, James Harden was happy to make his home debut in Philadelphia. Right now, it is all love with that Philly crowd. We know it can be a little tough up there in Philadelphia, but he says that it feels like home already for him.
And just exciting, man. The love, the fans, just felt like home. You know what I mean? Just the love, the support, man, from looking around and just, you know, we love you, James. That right there, like, makes me go out there and play harder, and I just wanted to do whatever it takes to get the win.
Now, Harry, the love is all well and good, but we know that Philly crowd. I mean, there was a point where Ben Simmons felt that love, right, from that Philly crowd. Like, we know how that Philly crowd can be. Yes. And right now, it's all love while they're playing well. We've seen James Harden do some things with past organizations that isn't going to go well if he does the same thing in Philly at some point during his tenure. But when he's winning, he doesn't seem like he's going to probably be doing any of that. We'll see how this wears during the season. My one concern here is defensively. They totally collapsed last night. I mean, as dominant as they were, right? So we're kind of nitpicking. But they collapsed last night without Embiid on the floor in terms of their defense. And so maybe that's a problem if you only have Harden out there and you need to make some stops.
Well, you're going to have to against the upper echelon teams in the Eastern Conference. You look at Chicago, they have two guys that can score the basketball at will in DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. You look at the Brooklyn Nets, when Kyrie Irving is able to play, they have two guys, him and Kevin Durant. Then you look at the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks have three guys. They have Holiday, they have Middleton, they have Giannis. And we know the brick force that Giannis is. So when it gets to playoff time, the Sixers are going to have to figure this thing out defensively because you're not just going to be out, go, going to games and say, you know what, I'm going to outscore everybody we're playing. No, because they're going to make the defensive adjustments as well to try to stop you offensively to make sure you don't score at will and as many points as you may want to. So that's going to be the question mark moving forward. And they got to get Tobias Harris going. They got to get him going. They just got to get him going.
They do have to get him going. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Tobias Harris would absolutely help that issue with the defense. And last night, I mean, it was just during that period without Embiid out there. I mean, I'm really not overstating it. Their defense was awful. So that could be something to watch moving forward with the 76ers team. As deadly as they are when Embiid is out there, at some point the man has to take some sort of rest, right? And you never want the better opponents to take that opportunity to pull ahead. That was Straight Talk, presented to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Greeny is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. When we come back, we transition to the NFL Combine. We haven't, of course, forgotten about the young quarterbacks that are going to be taking the field in workouts today. That's next. This is Greeny, Amber Wilson, and Harry Douglas filling in for Mike Greenberg.
Greeny, the podcast.
Listening to Greeny, Amber Wilson, and Harry Douglas filling in for Mike Greenberg. You can tweet to us at ESPN Radio. At HDouglas83, at AmberW790. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. With nationwide 5G on America's best networks, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So today at the NFL Combine, we get to see the quarterbacks. Now, Harry, this isn't a draft where we have nearly as much attention on that position as we normally do, and a quarterback's not going to be the number one pick, or at least it would shock us if a quarterback was, in fact, the number one pick. So because of that, it's not a strong quarterback draft, so to speak. So because of that, we're not getting a ton of coverage of the quarterbacks. Now, as I understand, Matt Corral is not even going to bother working out at the Combine today. We are going to get to see Kenny Pickett's hands. Don't worry, America. We will be able to figure out and solve that riddle of his hand size. But we will get to see some of these other quarterbacks, maybe some of these lesser-known quarterbacks today as well. Now, Harry Douglas, of course, he played for the Falcons and the Titans, spent a long time in the NFL. You, of course, went through your own NFL Combine. That experience, Harry, favorite one ever? Best moment of your life?
Oh, probably one of the worst. It's just I don't know. It's just like a little meat market. Like you're sitting up there, you're in your little girdle, your little shorts, you're modeling for the teams. But the thing I did love about it is being able to be around a lot of different guys that were going to be drafted and being able to communicate with them. But at own work, I was a guy that was underweight, right? So I was used to eating about 6 or 7 times a day. When you got to the combine, you're doing so much, I only ate like twice a day. So I had migraines left and right, left and right, left and right. But I will tell you, being able to compete, I really enjoyed that part of it, and I think my peers enjoyed that the most as well.
I don't know what it would be like to have to eat 6 times a day. Like, I don't feel like that would be a problem for me, but I understand some people do have that problem out there. So with the combine I mentioned, though, today, like, the quarterbacks get out there, and we don't know, probably the average American doesn't know a ton about these quarterbacks that the focus is on from the combine and draft experts. Because, like I said, it's just not the strongest draft in terms of that quarterback position. But, Harry, what would you be looking for out there? Is there anything these guys can – after having gone through a combine yourself, did you really feel like as a player you could really significantly raise your stock if you performed well, or you didn't put much into it?
Oh, actually, I thought I did. With the route running and those things, change of direction, the 3-cone, that played – I think I made major dividends in me being drafted and teams being able to see my route running ability. But when it comes to these quarterbacks, and I'll start with Kenny Pickett, he's a guy who really benefited from coming the extra year in school, staying the extra year in school. He threw for over 4,300 yards, 42 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, completed over 67% of his passes, won the ACC title. Not only that, we know a guy named Dan Marino. We look at Dan Marino as being one of the greats, right? He broke Dan Marino's all-time record at Pitt. So now that record belongs to Kenny Pickett. But getting out here and competing against these other guys, completing balls, letting teams know that you're ready to compete. But not only that, that the year that you just had last year was not a fluke. Now, when you talk about a guy like Malik Willis, right, he only had 2 years of really, really playing. But in those 2 years, he did it with his arm and he did it with his legs. He rushed for over 1,800 yards in the last 2 years when it came to playing for Liberty. But with Malik Willis getting out here and showing his accuracy, being more accurate, because you've seen it on film a little bit, it may be off here and there, but he has the arm strength. He has the arm talent. And I'll go another guy, Desmond Ridder. Desmond Ridder, being able to work with College Game Day and studying the college football game, I was able to look at his film a lot more. And the only knock I had on Desmond Ridder is that when he had guys wide open, he would miss guys wide open. So the accuracy there is a question mark. So with those three quarterbacks getting out here, competing, showing the accuracy, because it's not like you have a defense you're going against, right? And coaches always used to say this when we used to be on 7-7. If we can't complete damn passes in 7-on-7, we're never going to win a game. You're not even going against defense in these drills. So completing passes and showing them your accuracy, your toughness, your will to compete. I hate Matt Corral's not going to go out here and show his talent, but he'll get a chance to do it at his pro day. But when it came to Matt Corral, and I bring him up a little bit, one of the things that I've seen on film is that he got a lot of free access. And when I mean free access, his receivers weren't going against press coverage as much as other teams in college football may have been. So he had a lot of free access throws. I want to see when he gets to the National Football League, can he complete those tight window passes like we've seen a Joe Burrow do at LSU?
Yeah, I mean, we just had on ESPN Plus, if you're watching us on ESPN Plus, we just had Mel Kiper's big board, his top 10 projected quarterbacks. And a lot of those guys were from smaller schools. So whereas with Matt Corral, I think that a lot of people in the country probably familiar with him, but some of these other guys from these smaller schools will really get an opportunity here to show off at the combine in a way that maybe not all of us have been watching their every game. Try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So for more combine talk, we turn to ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller. And Matt, I start in the most obvious place. Are we going to get a measurement of Kenny Pickett's hands today?
Yeah, guys, we're waiting for it. Should be really coming through at any time now. The quarterbacks are getting measured. We've already seen Matt Corral's numbers come in. Some of the wide receiver numbers are starting to come in. So I imagine it will be Adam Schefter will probably be tweeting it anytime now, letting us know what it's going to be. And, you know, the rumors, even during the fall, was that his hand was 8¾ inches in length, which would be the smallest for a first-round quarterback since they've been recording hand size, right, since we have access to it. So I know a lot of people think it's kind of, you know, a big story more than it is an actual impact on his ability to play. But I can guarantee you, as soon as those numbers come out today, it will dominate Twitter for a short amount of time.
For a short amount of time. I mean, all the talk around Kenny Pickett's hands is obviously amusing. It's great social media content. But I do wonder, what is at stake for Kenny Pickett today? I mean, truly, like, is there things that he can do today and we totally overlook that apparently he has small hands?
Yeah, I really do think it's great for social media. It's great for all of us, right, who our job is to talk about these things. But I think with any measurement that happens at the combine, the key is to tie that to the film, to add context. So with a player like Kenny Pickett, when, again, we've known for a year that he has small hands, right, this is no surprise. I think you just go back, it makes you go back to the tape. So when you have something like a great 40 time or a bad 40 time or a great three-cone time or a bad three-cone time or small hands, you go back and look at the tape. Okay, was this something that showed up for him? Was it a problem for him? Obviously, he played at the University of Pittsburgh. It's not warm there. They don't play in a dome, so we have seen him play in some adverse conditions. But having just seen him 5 weeks ago at the Senior Bowl, I can tell you there was a rainy day, and it did feel like he was hesitating a little bit. It felt like he was maybe double-thinking his grip. We see him throw with two gloves, which is a little bit uncharacteristic for an NFL quarterback, but I don't think there's anything he can do to change that number or help that number, obviously, but it'll just send teams back to the tape. And if I were advising him, if I were his agent, I would be getting clips made, ready to go to send to every NFL team of him playing in rain, playing in windy conditions, if he's played in snow. Those are the types of things you want to see.
Matt, it goes back to the eye in the sky never lies. And let me tell you something about small hands. So my measurements at the combine, my hand was 8.25. The smallest hands out of all the wide receivers. See, I got a rice bucket here right across from me. And every day I get in that rice bucket so I can have strong hands. So, Kenny Pickett, don't you worry about it at all. But I want to talk about another quarterback, Malik Willis. What are some of the things that he needs to showcase today at the combine when it comes to throwing?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to put on a show, right? He has a big arm. We know all about that. He's opted not to run the 40-yard dash, which is a little bit disappointing because I think he would have lit that event up as well. But I think that he can – that wow factor. You know, I think too often we look at scouts and coaches and GMs and we put them on this pedestal and think that they're robots, right, and that they're immune to being, you know, getting hyped up and immune to momentum. And I think Malik Willis had such a great Senior Bowl week. He can just continue to ride that momentum from the combine to his pro day, which is in about 3 weeks. So he can just continue to stack momentum. And so I do think this is a great event for him. You want to see the arm strength. I think one thing that we will be watching at the Senior Bowl, day one, he was a little bit erratic. Day two, he was better. Day three, he was great. So today, where he hasn't been throwing to these receivers, you do want to look at the timing, not so much the anticipation of coverage, but the anticipation of a break in a route. So there will be a lot for him to showcase that's, even though it's not a game situation, you do want to just see that raw accuracy that he has.
ESPN NFL draft analyst Matt Miller on with Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas filling in for Greeny. So, Matt, we've talked about a couple of these quarterbacks, but tell me somebody who maybe we aren't as familiar with who you think could really help himself today.
Yeah, I a lot of times in the combine, we don't talk about defensive tackles helping themselves, but Devontae Wyatt from Georgia has a great opportunity to help himself. I put this on one of our ESPN pieces that came out this morning. He has a chance to put up some numbers that are comparable to what Aaron Donald did here, but he's expected to weigh 310 pounds. Aaron Donald was 285. So he'll run probably in the 4.8s, maybe a little bit better. His vertical jump will be in the mid-30s most likely. So Devontae Wyatt, when we're watching all these wide receivers and DBs run fast like Harry did back in the day, like that's exciting. But when Devontae Wyatt gets out there at 305 or 310 pounds and goes 4.8, that's going to be as impressive to me.
Devontae Wyatt, a guy that I watched a ton of film on when watching that Georgia defense. And if you watch that Georgia defense closely, he jumps out on the film. It's not just Jordan Davis. It's not just N'Kobe Dean. Devontae Wyatt definitely jumps out. I want to talk to you about these wide receivers because, you know, that's the best position in the world, according to me. And that's those are my thoughts, Matt.
Imagine
but I
that.
Want to talk to you about a guy, Drake London, out of USC. I love the intangibles that he brings. He played for a guy, Andy Enfield. He played basketball. So when I watched the film, being able to see his hips and the way he sinks his hip for a guy 6'5", 210, the intangibles that he play with, the angriness that he plays with when he runs with the football, how do you think Drake London can help his stock today to become the first wide receiver being drafted?
Yeah, you know, he's another guy, unfortunately, not running because he had that fractured ankle in late October. But I'm with you, Harry. He's my top receiver in this draft. I love the way he plays. So physical at the catch point. He's great at the goal line. No one in this class is better at contested catches. I think one of the keys for him that will be at the pro day will be that 40 time. Is it a little overrated? Absolutely it is. But at the same time, you want to see that quickness. You want to check that box. So for Drake London, I think today the medical is going to be super important. He actually, the measurements on him just came in at a little bit under 6'4", which weirdly enough, I think that helps him because there was some concern about, man, at 6'5", there aren't many receivers that are 6'5", 210 who are dominating in the NFL. So he comes in a shade under 6'4 and 220. So I'm very, very excited to see him when we finally get to it as pro day.
NFL draft analyst Matt Miller on with Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas. So, Matt, let's go back to quarterbacks for a second. What quarterback do you feel like has the most to prove today?
I mean, it would have been Matt Corral from Ole Miss because he was the only underclassman quarterback in the top seven. He's the only guy we didn't get to see at the Senior Bowl. Last time we saw him, he was getting carted off at the Sugar Bowl with an ankle injury. So I do think it would have been him. For reasons that won't happen on the field, I think Carson Strong from Nevada is another player that there's a lot riding on what the medicals come back for him. He's been a solid player, a veteran. The stats are there, the production's there, but there's concern about a knee injury and what that means for his career, what it means for his ability to play a long time. Obviously, last year he was out on the field. We saw him in Mobile at the Senior Bowl recently, but there are always those questions of, especially for a player that's not very mobile, if there's a knee issue, is he going to be able to move around, get out of the pocket? So I think for Carson Strong, I'm sure we'll see him try to move around a lot during the workouts just to show that he is okay. but that the medicals for him will be huge.
Matt Miller on with Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas. Matt, thanks so much for joining us. Have fun out there at the Combine.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop on by. So since we're talking about quarterbacks, since the quarterbacks are taking the field at the NFL Combine today, let's stick with the theme. Let's talk about guys actually playing in the NFL, or I think he's playing, or is he retiring, or is he playing for a new team? What's the latest, Harry, with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, what is happening here? Because Aaron Rodgers told us he was going to make a quick decision. Is this quick?
No, it's not. Hey, did you grow up watching The Young and the Restless with your grandmother and stuff, the soap opera? You know what? This is what Aaron Rodgers is. This is The Young and the Restless. I'm tired of waiting. I don't want to watch the soap opera anymore. I'm tired of talking about Aaron Rodgers, but I'm going to talk about him right now. Listen, when it comes to A-Rod, I understand that he wants to take his time. But this is a year and a half that we've been going through this.
Real
how
talk.
Much time, how
I
much
know.
Time? How much time do you need? You don't already know what you're going to do? How do you not already know what you're going to do? You're Aaron Rodgers. We know you already know what you're going to do. No reason to string things along. And I've seen a lot of people this morning say Aaron Rodgers can take as much time as he wants to. And he's probably going to do that because I don't know why. He just wants to torture people. But I will say this. He has the Green Bay Packers in the palm of his hand. Miss Cleo no longer exists. It's Aaron Rodgers now because he has them in the palm of his hands. To the point to where they're just, hey, I'm not going to bother him. I'm not going to take my time. Let Aaron Rodgers does what he does. No. Other people's livelihood is counting on you, A-Rod. We need answers now. The Green Bay Packers need answers now. They're not going to come out and say it because they don't want to rub him the wrong way. That's how sensitive he is. But if I'm looking at this situation, I'm saying, hey, do you think A-Rod should have been made the decision? Yes. And if he hasn't made a decision yet, within the next few days, make a decision so other people can get on with their lives and their careers.
Harry, nobody believes this man doesn't have a decision. I think he's made a decision for the last year and a half. I was glad you mentioned the year and a half because this isn't just since the Super Bowl we've been doing this dance. This isn't just since him winning another MVP that we've been doing this dance, right? We have been doing this dance, like you said, for a year and a half, and particularly since last offseason. He held us up until, the day before training camp, a few hours essentially before training camp started. Then, fine, I'm coming back. I restructure my contract. I'll show up for this past season, and now we're doing this song and dance again. Aaron, you know where you're going. Let's be honest. Like, what are we still mulling over?
Amber,
give us a decision.
Amber, I'm tired of the damn song that he's playing, and I don't want to dance with him anymore. I want a new dance partner. I don't want to dance with him anymore.
We are tired of dancing with Aaron Rodgers. But, of course, the Packers are not tired of dancing with Aaron Rodgers because they're hoping to do that again. And so his head coach and Matt LaFleur, maybe his former head coach, I don't know, the dude who coached him at one point anyways, he's out here talking, of course, about waiting. Like, all of us are waiting for this Aaron Rodgers decision.
What is the waiting like for you?
I mean, you can only control what you can control. So you just, try to make the best of it and try to have consistent communication. And, I told him I don't want to be overbearing and tell him every day how much we love him and how much we want him back. But so you just want to be respectful of his space and allow him to, think through everything clearly without being annoying, I guess.
You have to say that, right, if you're Matt LaFleur. Like, I want to be respectful of Aaron Rodgers. You can't – they are tiptoeing around Aaron Rodgers at this point, Harry Douglas. They are tiptoeing around that man.
The man has won the MVP the last 2 years. They don't want to lose him, so they're basically in desperation mode so they don't lose him. Because I'll tell you this, Amber, I did see what the Green Bay Packers looked like against the Kansas City Chiefs with Jordan Love. I seen Devontae Adams in that body language, and you know I'm big on body language. Devontae Adams has never showed this. But when Jordan Love, late in that game, kept trying to get him the football and it was nowhere near being accurate or nowhere near him, Devontae Adams was like, what in the hell is Aaron Rodgers when you need him? And he was at home watching the game. So I do understand that part, that they do know that Jordan Love probably isn't ready right now. But at some point, it's probably going to happen. If A-Rod comes and say, hey, I don't want to be here anymore. I need y'all to trade me. This is where I would like to go. Then Jordan Love is going to have to step up. But a pretty good chance that they'll probably be franchising, tagging Davante Adams, but he's probably not going to like that because he probably doesn't want to be there.
We're waiting on that too, right? And it feels like with Adams and Rodgers, I mean, those decisions have everything to do with each other. If I'm the Packers, like you said, Davante Adams isn't going to like this, but I'm probably tagging Adams either way. But best case scenario, if you're Green Bay, and I also think for the actual players themselves, but I think the best case scenario for everybody involved is them coming up with a new contract here for both of those guys, because then they can also help their cap situation. If they're able to, because right now they're so far over, even though they've been shedding, and they have a real situation, even obviously offering Adams a new deal, offering Rodgers a new deal would actually help them, because of course they can structure those deals to then work with that cap a little bit more, make them back end heavy, whatever. But right now, when we're in this waiting game, I would imagine even that conversation's a difficult one. And if Aaron Rodgers bounces, you're not going to let Adams walk as a free agent next month. You're going to tag Adams, and then maybe you get a really disgruntled Davante Adams. Of course, he could help Jordan Love too. Like, he'll help whoever's under center, but if he's disgruntled, maybe he's refusing to, so then maybe we're in a tag and trade type of situation. None of that can happen though without a decision really from Aaron Rodgers. Everything hinges on Rodgers. All the dominoes, frankly, the dominoes around the entire NFL in terms of the quarterback carousel, it all starts with Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
We need a decision, Aaron. Let's go.
That's right. And another thing to look at for the Green Bay Packers is that just about every one of their wide receivers are free agents. They have one guy that's a restricted free agent. But look into the draft of them drafting a wide receiver in the first round. A guy like Jameson Williams from Alabama, oh, my God. He is my favorite in this draft, and I hate when he tore his ACL in the national championship game. But the young man, the way he stops on the dime, explosive, run routes. But here's the thing I really love about him. The man plays special teams, Amber. That means he has some dog in him. I love players who got some dog in them. They're not out there trying to be cute and prissy. They love the game, and they put their body on the line each and every play. I like them.
Well, coming up next, another quarterback who made a decision about his future doesn't sound so confident now. Let's stick with the quarterback theme. That's next on Greeny with Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas, filling in for Mike Greenberg.
Greeny, the podcast.
Listening to Greeny on ESPN Plus, ESPN app, and on your smart speaker. ESPN Radio is presented to you by Progressive Insurance. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas filling in for Mike Greenberg. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by. So this past segment, we were talking about quarterbacks and Aaron Rodgers, who are very slow to make a decision. So let's go ahead and talk about another future Hall of Fame quarterback, Harry Douglas, who appears to have made a decision, but has he made a decision, or does he just like to stay in the headlines? I cannot figure out what is going on with Tom Brady. But he said the thing again, Harry Douglas. He was on the Fred Couples show on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio, and this is what Tom Brady said about his future.
I wish I had a clear vision of what the future holds, but I think for me, there's, you know, a lot of there's a lot of great things ahead and a lot of great opportunities. And I know I said right after football season, I was looking forward to spending time with my family, and I've done that the last 5 weeks, and I know there'll be a lot more of that too. So, you know, I like staying busy, that's for sure. I played a little bit of golf, and I'm actually going to see my parents tonight, which will be a real highlight for me on their turf. I'll be sleeping in the same bed I slept at when I was a kid. I don't think my mom knows I'm coming home yet. So it's just between my dad and I is a little bit of a surprise. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to some golf in the next few days and some more family time, and then we'll figure out where we go from there.
I'm glad at the end of that bite he said he's looking forward to some more family time, because for a minute there, it felt like Tom Brady had spent 5 weeks with his family and he had figured out 5 weeks was enough time with his family. Now, Harry Douglas, you made the transition from the NFL to regular life after the NFL. Not always an easy transition for guys. Does it give you any pause that Tom Brady, after only a matter of weeks here, is already kind of talking like this and backtracking. Is Tom Brady about to come back and play football? What is all this about?
Listen, Amber, I'm not even surprised at all, because I tell a lot of people that's a huge adjustment. And especially for a guy like Tom Brady, who spent most of all his adulthood playing football. That's an adjustment.
Adulthood, retiring, childhood.
Childhood, everything.
Practically, so, when he was in diapers, probably throwing foam footballs.
So now you're going from that and you're going home, right? And you may tell your kids one thing, and your kids may surprise you and tell you, well, that's not the way we do things, Daddy. Mommy said we do it like this. That's eye-opening. It's very shocking to you. But those are real-life things that happen. Trust me, it happened to me in my household. My daughter would be the first to tell you, no, Mommy, we said we do it like this. This is the way we do it. I'm like, excuse me, but I'm not your mom. And she's like, well, Mommy said. And I'm like, okay, well, let me be quiet. Mommy said. But for Tom Brady, a guy like him, first I'll say this. I don't think he retired 100% from his heart. I thought it was more so pressured and with the mindset of, okay, Giselle wants him to be home now with the kids. And that's okay. But at the same time, you can hear in his voice, he still wants to play football. And if he really wanted to stay retired, he would come out and just say that. But that's not what he's doing. He's still leaving that door open. Now, I will say this. He may also just be waiting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to replace him and then force a trade that kind of way. Because if you replace him with another quarterback, you can't keep both of those salaries, right? Tom Brady's going to be making a lot of money. So you're going to be forced to trade him. But if we haven't learned anything over the last 20 years, Amber, have we learned to never count out Tom Brady? I mean, how many times we got to learn this lesson? You never count out Tom Brady in anything in life. I don't care what it is. You could be playing cards. Don't count him out. It can be the tuck rule. Don't count him out. It doesn't matter. Tom Brady is going to be Tom Brady. But this also is a guy who led the NFL with over 5,300 yards passing and in touchdowns with 43. You think that guy playing at that level at 44, about to be 45, wants to retire? He went out in the game on top. He just didn't get a Super Bowl. Now, we'll tell you this about that playoff game against the Los Angeles Rams. If Tom Brady gets that football in overtime, we all know, ask Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, we all know, ask my Atlanta Falcons, and I hate to say that. I hope y'all don't ban me. I hope y'all don't kick me when you see me in the streets. When Tom Brady gets that ball in overtime, we all know what's going to happen. Tom Brady is going to get that football. He's going to score, not a field goal, but a touchdown to not even give you an opportunity to have a chance. So I'm mad at Todd Bowles right now, because I don't know what he was thinking playing cover zero against a guy like Cooper Kupp and having a safety guard him. Give Tom Brady a chance in overtime. Come on, man.
So he's that mad at that then he wants to leave the Bucs. Like, I never really understand the logic behind why Tom Brady would want to faux retire in order to force his way out of Tampa. And frankly, if I'm Tampa, I might not be letting that work, because that rumor's been so out there. And obviously he's keeping himself in the headlines with these comments. Like, they don't have to release his rights just because they bring in another quarterback, right? If they get another quarterback, we're still talking about Tom Brady. So mm-hmm. If he comes back, is he the quarterback that you would trade? I don't know who Tampa's going to end up having as their starting quarterback. Well, Bruce Arians, of course, the Buccaneers head coach, he's going to be continuously asked about the future of Tom Brady, since Tom Brady is out here continuously confusing us about his retirement. Here's Bruce Arians when he was asked if you see Tom Brady playing in another uniform.
No. Bad business.
No. That was short and sweet, Harry Douglas. No, I don't see it going that way.
Amber, Bruce Arians can't be the boyfriend or the girlfriend that's holding a significant other hostage. If they don't want to be in a relationship, let them go.
But why don't they want to be in a relationship? I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, we're not far removed from them winning a Super Bowl.
Did you not see that dysfunction? Did you not see that dysfunction last year?
With AB?
This is the dysfunction.
Otherwise, like, there was so everyone many injuries.
Everyone getting hurt. They're not going to have nobody bring Gronk back. Chris Godwin is going to be hurt. You can't bring Leonard Fournette back. All the guys that Tom Brady that made a splash, I would say more than a splash in the playoffs during the Super Bowl run, Tom Brady is not even going to be able to have, besides Mike Evans and Cameron Brate. Those are the only two. So Tom Brady's not going to go in that situation.
Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $600 on average. Call or click today. Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas filling in for Mike Greenberg here on Greeny. And coming up next, we will tell you if, what are we telling you? We will talk next. More sports. I'm not looking at my rundown. Nuno.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.